Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien and Jade's Topic Train.
Oh, yeah.
Is coming. Damien and Jade's Topic Train. Topic Train.
Okay, guys, we've got a few things here to throw at you, some big topics that are making news. Love to get your take, love to get your thoughts. With so many of us working from home at the moment, a school teacher was tasked with the job of taking home the class allocation of 22 iPads.
All
she needed to do was do a bit of a software upgrade,
restore some
factory settings, that kind of stuff. So she sets them out in the home office along the floor, thinking I'll work on these bad boys one at a time. Leaves the room to go and get a coffee, comes back, and her toddler has decided to play this new game, Jade, The Floor is Lava.
Oh, no. Oh, my kids play that game all the time. Like, they put cushions all over the ground, and then you've got to jump from one cushion to the next. You're not allowed to touch the carpet.
Right.
Otherwise, you hit the lava.
So The Floor is Lava, and then that resulted in 16 of the 22 iPad screens broken.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
That is a disaster.
Imagine that's a call to the principal. All right, what technology have your kids smashed?
Jeez.
Oh, man, iPhone in the toilet. I remember once, Lulu got my iPhone and was playing in it and then decided to see if it could float, and it couldn't, and it's not waterproof. We learned two things that day.
Jeez. Well, I spent my time with some sort of technology thing. Actually, recently, Jagger had to do an interview with Mikey in our house from the Random 30. And he decided to put his headphones in, using my entire desktop, under his T-shirt. As he was doing it, he pulled down the whole desktop on top of both myself, the desk, the whole lot, crashed, broke the controller that we have. But it was probably his way of getting revenge for the time that I went into the bedroom while he was on the laptop.
Yeah.
He was in bed, and I decided to tickle him. You know, tickle. And his hand was inside the laptop, and it closed down and smashed the entire screen and cost me, like, I think it was $250 to get it fixed. Just like that, in one foul swoop. So there you go. Don't get me started on technology.
Okay. Look, a mum has been slammed on social media overnight for making her 7-year-old do household chores and pay rent.
Yeah.
Okay, so insisting that the 7-year-old daughter cleans things like the toilet, does chores around the house. And the mum also demands that the money that she earns, which is $7 a week, then gets paid, well, a large chunk of it gets paid back to the mum in rent and living expenses. She's seven.
Okay, is she available? Because I'm willing to pay her more than the $7. If she's around and she's available and she can get a permit to get to our house, I will pay her more money.
Well, come on, look, you guys have got like 7 kids between you. Where do you both sit with chores and payments?
Make them work. What?
Yeah, and you know what? You've really got to start them young, because we feel like that Alani being 18, she's ruined now. She's past her use-by date. It's too late for her.
Oh, no.
So now with the younger kids, we make them do everything. So they fold laundry, they learn how to wash dishes, they clean the toilet. Like, I try to make it a game. So while it's still fun, it's working. But this whole giving them pocket money and making them pay rent back, I mean, that's pretty full on. It's pretty harsh.
Hey, I gotta say, I love it. I really, truly, there was an episode of the Mr. Huxtable. What was that with
Bill Cosby?
Cosby Show years ago. And I remember Theo Huxtable wasn't appreciating his parents, so they did exactly that. They took his entire room, put it in the living room, and said, "Okay, you want a bed to sleep in? You got to buy your bed." And you know, they did all this sort of stuff, so he had to earn it. And I've never forgotten. I always say to my, and I say it all the time with my kids. I say, "One of these days, That's what's going to happen. You're going to have to earn your way into this house." I haven't done it yet. But I will.
Jade Strainey and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
Family feed. That's what it's all about sometimes. I went and I visited Chico's the other day. And I love Chico's. I love it.
Wollongong institution.
It is. And actually, it's a really cool place. I love that whole idea of being able to order outside. You know, the way it's set up. It's quite a unique thing. It's like they were ahead of the curve with COVID, weren't they? They had a thing in place well before COVID came along. I love it. Fantastic. I was there the other day, and it has occurred to me, Jade, that with lockdown, 8 weeks, all right, 8 weeks of lockdown, some people are just like, I don't care anymore. I'll tell you why, okay? Standing there. I've ordered my chili chips, and I'm ready to go.
Oh,
I'm just waiting around. I look to the left, and I see a young couple, I'd say in their early 20s, mm-hmm. all right? And the two of them, boy and a girl, are in pajamas, all right? They're in actual full pajamas. Full
Could
pajamas.
Not even be bothered to get dressed.
Didn't even bother getting dressed. One of them had those sort of toe. What are those socks that actually fill out your toes so they're.
Oh, yeah, the toe socks.
Yeah, like, you know, they were to that far. They weren't even wearing shoes. It was socks. Socks and pajamas. That was them. Then I look over and I see maybe an 11-year-old girl in her hoodie running by. In her audio, and I'm like, oh my goodness me. Oh my goodness me. They just have given up any sort of, just like, oh, stuff it. You know what? I'm going to get my food. I'm going to go back exactly to the position I was in before I left the house.
Yep.
But the biggest one that I saw, and it shocked me to the core, you know, it really just cut right to the core. I saw a burly man, man. He, you know, he had a handlebar mustache and he had like tats up his arms and all the rest. He was wearing a singlet.
Yeah.
He's wearing a pair of really small shorts. He had hairy legs, very hairy legs. And then what I noticed was he had a pair of rugby socks up to his knees. Okay. Rugby socks. And here's the biggest insult of all. This is when you know you've just given up, all right? Or not that you've given up, you just don't care. You're not concerned anymore. At the end of those rugby socks, a pair of thongs.
That's winter wear for a bogan. So you can wear double pluggers all year round.
I was like, oh man, he does not care anymore. This guy has just given up. I felt like I should just take off my shoes and socks and just kind of, you know, get into the picture, but I couldn't, you know.
Damo, maybe he's on the forward foot when it comes to fashion, just like Chico's were with their ordering. I mean, whoever thought the mullets would be back in fashion? Well, and look where we are right now.
Look where we are.
Everyone's
exactly.
got a mullet.
Everyone's got a mullet. Everyone's got pajamas. That's all we need to survive in life. How to survive lockdown.
We are kind of putting on these COVID killers, so maybe it's just a case of it's not what looks good.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's
what fits.
It's what fits.
It's true. I've been wearing a muumuu for 6 months.
There you go.
Jade Straney and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
Remember last week we were talking about Howler Brewing Company and that beer that they'd bought out, they were advertising. It was for their chocolate stout beer.
Oh, the one that looked like a can of Milo.
It did look like a can of Milo. It was a can of Milo for adults, but unfortunately, one child thought it was a can of Milo for kids and went into their fridge at home and sculled the whole lot. And his mum, of course, wasn't happy about it and had the little kid hiccuping all around the lounge room. So she ended up getting in contact with somebody and they pulled their advertising. So they're not allowed to advertise that beer anymore. I've just had a look on their website. You can still buy it.
Oh, all right. Okay.
It reminded me of my childhood, okay? So back in my day, we used to have a lot of family barbecues in the Roo, in Jamboree. There was like a whole group of like five different families and every weekend we'd rotate to a different house. And one particular weekend we were at our house in Jamboree in Lowry Street and all the dads back then used to drink cans of Tui's New. Nice. That was the standard. It was New or VB back in those days. And Tui's New was in a white can then. Uh-huh. And my dad loved these Tui's New. And on any given day when we had these barbecues, you would find cans of beer everywhere. And so there was like a tribe of us kids and we would go around and sneak the can, get the used can, and then take it away and drink the dregs out of it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is a recipe for disaster.
We thought, yeah, how cool is this? Our dads don't even know.
Oh, no.
One day, karma got me because I grabbed one of the beer cans and I took a big skull of it and ended up drinking cigarette butts.
Oh, of course, because that is the era. That is the era when cigarette butts ended up beer.
Right in the can. That was the last time I did that.
Oh,
I feel ill.
I was like, Dad, I just swallowed a cigarette butt, and how'd you have that happen, Gears? Because that's what he calls me, Gears. And I said, oh, I was just having a little taste of the beer. And he's like, well, that's why you don't drink beer. You've learnt now, haven't you? Stay away from the beer cans.
Oh, well, it didn't stop you, though.
No, it didn't really didn't.
Fast forward many years, you clearly didn't learn your lesson.
You've got to get back on the horse. Kylie's in Winoona. Kylie, things that you've learnt the hard way. Hit us with a life lesson.
Okay, when I was a very small child, I had a favourite stuffed puppy dog.
Oh.
So one day my mum decided to wash this puppy dog.
Oh, yeah.
So she's put the dog in the clothes, whatever, through the machine. And she's out the back and she's taking my puppy up on the clothesline. And I've come out and I'm like, Mummy, pussy's in the machine. And she's like, no, Mummy washed your... I've washed your puppy here. No, pussy in machine. Next thing, my mum could just hear this. I put the cat, the fur cat, the proper cat, into the washing machine. Yeah, but I think back then, because I'm a bit older now, I think back then you could just shut the door and it'd turn on, because I wouldn't have known how to use a washing machine. But the cat was just going round and round. Very traumatized.
That is terrible.
But he survived.
The poor cat, they survived, yeah?
Yes. I wouldn't have said the story on air if it died.
That's a relief, because we just had the RSPCA on line 7 and you've said that, right. They've just hung up. So we're in the clear.
No.
Hey, thanks, Collie.
Jade Straney and Damien Leith on Wave FM.
Damien, some days I wonder why I even get out of bed.
Why you even get out of bed? Don't you wear your pajamas all day long?
I do.
Kind of officially, you're still in bed, but that's okay.
It's only just out of bed, really.
Look, something happened to me one day that was so unbelievable that I'm still shaking my head about it months later. Geez.
All right,
This is the day when I did get out of bed and I did get out of my pyjamas. This is pre-COVID lockdown, all right, when people were still getting dressed into day clothes.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I remember that time. All right.
Okay, so just prior to lockdown, we went to the park at the lagoon, near Wollongong there. There's a big park.
Yeah.
We met our friends who live in Bargo. A friend came down with her daughters and I took the two younger girls up there, Lulu and Owen, went for a big play in the park and it was awesome. And when we were heading back to the car, we noticed in the car park there was a spray can of red spray paint that was in the middle of the car park, and a car had driven over it and the end had popped out, and this white car, the back of it was absolutely splattered in spray paint.
Oh, wait, so somebody had driven over it?
Yes.
And it blasted the car?
It fully blasted the car. Remember you used to do those straw paintings when you were in primary school, where you would blow on it and the paint would go where? This is what happened to this white car.
We
were all looking at it going, oh my gosh, that poor person. And we didn't even know where they are. They could be in the lagoon eating lunch. They could be at the park. I mean, we're just going to have to go home. But you're just thinking, oh, doesn't it suck to be that person? They're going to come back to their car. Is covered in red spray paint.
it's kind of funny, but I shouldn't say that, but I think it's kind of funny.
Well, it's also a small part of you that's thankful that it's not your car.
Yeah,
so you kind of go, oh God, sucker, poor guy. Well, my car's good. See you later.
Yeah, so long, sucker.
The thing was, though, a couple of weeks later, same thing happened to me.
What?
So, unbeknownst to me, I reversed over a can of red spray paint.
You did not.
I did. In a car park at Albion Park Rail. Now, I didn't even know that it had happened. And when I got to Wollongong, I was meeting a girlfriend for lunch and went to get the baby stuff out of the boot of the car. And I'm like, what is all this stuff on the back of my bum? It's red spray paint. What? How did I get this here? And I'm looking underneath the car and I can't find anything. So I rang Milko in a flutter going, oh, Milko, there's red spray paint on the car. I don't know what happened. And he's like, what? How did you get red spray paint on the car? And I went, well, I only stopped at Albion Park maybe it happened there. I don't know. And he's like, was it oil-based or water-based? And I'm like, I don't know.
Jeez.
It's red spray paint. And it's stuck on the car. Jeez. I can't get it off. And then I'm like, it's a sunny day. What if it, like, will it be stuck there forever? Do I need to get a new paint job? And I'm stressing out. And he goes, look, well, I don't know. Until we know what paint it is, I don't know how we're going to deal with it. So I'm like, it's all right. I'll drive back to Albion Park and I'll find out. So I drove back. Oh, found the can of spray paint on the ground, and then I picked it up to try and have a look at it. Couldn't read the writing, so just threw the can back down.
Well, because you had crushed it.
Yeah. I
don't you had destroyed the evidence, but okay.
That's right. And then I got back in the car, and I went home, and when I got home, I realised that in picking up the can, I put red spray paint all down the side of my legs, all over my favourite pair of Converse, inside the driver's side of the car.
What a disaster.
Luckily, our friend caught Rod, who lives up the road. He's a car mechanic, and he ended up fixing it for me. So I don't know what he did, and I've never asked him to this day. I don't care. But he ended up getting all the spray paint off the back of my car. But honestly,
but what did he what do for your trousers, though?
They're in the rat bag.
What's going on? There must be someone roaming around. Is this a new thing around the
Illawarra? This is what I want to know.
This is what the kids are doing.
Is this like some kind of underground art movement, like a Banksy, but it's for the Illawarra? Has anyone else's car been hit by a can of red spray paint? That's what I want to know.
You know what? It's a lazy Banksy, because Banksy normally does the artwork itself. This is a lazy. It was like, they'll drive over it. They'll make the artwork.